we were all given a number of families to look after. Right. I had Davey Mack's family, which is, because Davey and I played soccer for the Marines together.
Right.
So I knew, I looked after their family. You go around in the evening, talk food with them, funeral, services, what's going to happen.
You were saying that you were the sort of appointed as the funerals officer. What did that involve?
Well, making sure the family themselves, it was going to be a funeral handled in the school of music at the barracks there. So Michael's Church in the barracks. They used the officers' mess for the families to meet up where the cortege would leave from. The band would march in front, slow time to the church, coffin taken through the band, form lane, and then the band march away. And then a full service with an orchestra under John Ware, the then principal director of music, in the church. And the service was conducted by the Reverend, I can't remember which one he is now. And hymns were chosen, and a piece of music was chosen for each the boys who died. So Bobby Simmons, who was a lovely jazz man, wanted a nice sort of jazz, so one of the players played from the grand piano. We know Andy Clitheroe always had Spartacus Phygia, the one they used for an eating line. So here we wanted that piece of music, or his family did. And each, so we had to collate all this, and because John was also doing the criminal injuries side of it, so we had to have all the names and families.
Were most of them buried away from here?
Yes, they were. The only two I can remember being buried here are, was it Dean? Yes, I do believe it was Dean Pavey and Chris Nolan, but I'd have to look at that information again.